We continue our learning. We're in Gittin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Af hanoshim she'enu ne'emonos lomar meis ba'ala ne'emonos lahavi es gita. Even the women who are not believed to say that the husband died, said that a woman doesn't remain in aguna and she can remarry, are believed to deliver their get. We learn in Maseches Yevamos that there are certain women who we are afraid, Perek Tezvas, Mishnah Dalid, that everyone is believed, even a single aide is believed to say that a husband died so that a woman doesn't remain in aguna, she can remarry. We learned that before. However, there's a list of five women because we're afraid of the relationship, that there's animosity in the relationship. We're afraid that they may want to get this woman into trouble and they will testify that the husband died so that she remarries. The husband will show up. She now will be living with a man, which she now becomes usher to her husband and to the boel itself, and they want to get her into trouble. So these women would not be believed, but the Mishnah here is coming to teach us that although they're not believed to say that the husband's that the woman's husband died, they will be believed to deliver the get because they are saying b'fanai nechta b'fanai nechta. And the Mishnah is going to say in a moment shehaksav mochiach, that the written document is evidence enough that we know that they're telling the truth, that the get is valid, and we can believe when they say this get was written and signed in front of me. Who are these women? So the Mishnah here lists them. Number one is Chamosa. Here we're speaking of, this is a woman's mother-in-law. We assume the mother-in-law hates her daughter-in-law because she's what's going to happen? The daughter-in-law is now going to share in the inheritance of the son that the son gets from the father. That obviously includes the possessions that were brought into the marriage from the father's house. And of course, the daughter-in-law is disqualified from testifying about her father-in-law's death on behalf of the mother-in-law because we assume that there's the resentment as well towards the mother-in-law. This is because what the mother-in-law often does is she reports some of the things that her daughter-in-law does to her son, and that obviously not good for their marriage. And who else is on the list? Not only first mother-in-law, then Bas Chamosa. That's the mother-in-law's daughter. The mother-in-law's daughter is not allowed to testify in Jennifer her, but is believed to bring the get. Why is she generally not allowed to testify for her? Because she resents her sister-in-law. That's because the sister will eventually inherit the parents' wealth. The husband is going to inherit from the parents and then, of course, go to the wife. And therefore, a father-in-law's daughter is not permitted to testify as well. This is all from Yevamos on Kuf Yud Zayin. Vitzara, a co-wife, we know this, of course. We can have more than a wife. Co-wife, the tzaros, they hate each other because of the affection of the husband. He has to split between them. So a tzara is not permitted to testify that the husband died on the tzara's behalf. Vivimta, and this is the husband's brother's wife, also sister-in-law. They hate each other. We're afraid because they know that if their own husband dies, the brother-in-law is going to perform yibum, and they will become co-wives, and that can even cause hatred right from the very beginning. And this is true, by the way, even if the two women were, if the two women, let's say, are sisters. So if they're sisters, Yivim Ta, their Yibim can't be performed anyway because of a low plug. And this may be true even if their sister-in-law, they have children, because maybe, God forbid, the children will die. If they have children, there's no din of Yibim anyway. So this whole scenario would never apply. But God forbid the children die, there could potentially be Yibim, and therefore there is this hatred as well. And Ubas Ba'ala, this is a husband's daughter, meaning the stepdaughter usually hates the stepmother because for the profits that she's getting because of the relationship. This is not her mother. And so much of what her mother did in her mother's lifetime, now the stepmother is going to gain from that, and this creates animosity. So that's the list. Chamosa, Bas Chamosa, Tzarasa, Yivimta, and Bas Bala. My main get Lamisa asked the Mishnah, what's the difference then? Why is it that when it comes to the testimony of death, we don't believe them, but delivering the get we do? So the Mishnah says, Shaksav Mochiach. The fact that there's a get, the woman brings the get itself, that gives it, adds to the credibility, and therefore you can assume that they're telling the truth when they say b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam. Then the Mishnah says, ha'isha atzma, mevi'a es gita, a woman herself could deliver her own get. Uvavad she'yihi tzricha lomar b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam. As long as she says that this get was written and signed in front of me. Here the Gemara is talking about a case where the husband gave the get to his wife, which was signed, written and signed in front of her, and he made it tonight with her. Listen, I want you to be the shaliach laholacha, as if you're going to be your my shaliach laholacha to deliver get to you, which means I want you to bring it to this particular Beis Din. And then when you get to that Beis Din, you're going to say the words b'fanenecha fanenechtam, and then Beis Din will appoint a shaliach, and that shaliach will give you the get l'shem gerushin. So Mishnah is coming to tell us that the woman is believed to say in front of this Beis Din that this was the tenai, this was the condition of the husband, as long as she says the words b'fanenecha fanenechtam. But if the husband didn't make any tenai with her at all, just gave her a get, and now she is delivering the get, so she's migureshes. She doesn't need to say, this get was written and signed in front of me. We'll let her, allow her to marry, even without the keys, this kiyum get, even without saying these words, because since the get is in our hand and it's signed, even though it wasn't verified in front of us, we're not afraid that it was forged. She's not suspected to ruin her own life. We assume, therefore, that she's divorced. We begin the third parak. Parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Kol get shenichtav shelo l'shem isha pasul. So we had this already. Pavakas avla, a get must be written l'shma. According to Rabbi Elazar, it means that the get itself has to be written l'shma. According to Rabbi Meir, the chasimos have to be l'shma. And therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, you'd have to learn the Mishnah. Kol get shenichtav shelo l'shem isha pasul. Any get that was written not for the sake of the woman is pasul, means it wasn't signed for the sake of the woman, is going to be invalid. In fact, you have to read the whole Mishnah differently according to Rabbi Elazar and according to Rabbi Meir. Says the Mishnah, okay, so how does this play itself out? So get has to be written l'shem the woman and l'shem the man, and it has to be written l'shem gerushin. So hayaover bashuk v'shama kol sofer makrin. The husband is passing by the marketplace. He hears the sound of the sofer. People are, or the scribes who typically write gittin, and it's there. And this is the scribe school. And what are they doing? And they're writing. They're calling out and writing ish ploni migarish as plonis mimakom ploni. Reuven is divorcing his wife Leah from this particular city, from Yerushalayim. Amar, and this guy says, as the husband's walking by this school, oh, look at that, they're practicing writing gittin, and this practice get happens to have my name on it, my wife's name on it, and the city where we live. Perfect. Amar, zeshmi v'zeshem ishti, maybe I'll use this, maybe save a few dollars. This is, this is just practice for them, so maybe I can get this for free. Pasul Lagarishbo. He's not allowed to use this because the get here was not written l'shem gerushin at all. V'sak kasav la sefer krisus has to be in l'shem krisus. This is, forget about the kasav la. This is not even l'shem krisus. So yaso, this is just for practice. So this is clearly no good. But then each statement in the Mishnah is a greater chiddush. What about yaso mikain? Moreover, kasav Lagarishbo is tovan imlach. You have a case where a get was written for a woman, a husband wrote it for the wife, and he changed his mind. He decided not to divorce his wife. Mitzao ben Iro, v'amala, someone from the same city came, found this husband, and said, Shmi kishimcha, my name is like yours, v'shem ishti kishem ishtecha, and our wife's name is the same. So maybe I'll use your get, maybe give it to me. Pasul Lagaresh Bo. He can't use this either because this was not written L'shem Ha'isha Megaresh or L'shem Ha'isha Miskareshes. V'kasav has to be, the get has to be written L'shmo, L'shem both of them. What about Yosem Ikein? But he's a bigger Chiddush. Ha'ilu Shtei Noshim. Ushmosem Shavim. You had a man who's married to two women and their names are the same. So Reuven's married to two Leahs. Kasav Lagaresh Bo es Hagadola, Lo Yigaresh Bo es Haktana. So the older wife, the older Leah, is the woman he wanted to divorce. So he wrote a get with her in mind, writes Reuven is divorcing Leah, and this is the older of the two wives. So, and then he changes his mind. He says, you know what, on second thought, I'd rather divorce the younger wife. And her name is also Leah. Lo yigarish bo esaktan. He's not allowed to divorce the other Leah with the same get. Why? Because even though this was written l'shem ha'ish, of the right man, of whom igarish, but nonetheless, it wasn't right, written for the name ha'isha ha'misgareshes. So it's also no good. What about the following? Yosem Mikain. Amar la lavlar, he told the sofer, ksov le'ezo she'eretze agarish. He said in advance, he wants to divorce, he has two wives, they have the same name, both Leahs, and he says to the sofer, listen, I want to divorce one, and I haven't decided who it is yet, and I want you to write the get for whoever I like, meaning, we have no one specific in mind, you're going to write the get whichever one I want to divorce, and he writes it with that in mind, without any specific woman in mind. Pasul Lagarish Bo. He cannot use that either. Why? Because at the time, although it's written for his name, and it's written potentially for whichever wife he wants to divorce, and now he makes a decision, nonetheless, we don't say, let's say, Yesh Brera retroactively, it takes effect whichever wife he chooses. No. At the time of the writing of the get, it wasn't clear which one he wanted to divorce. Therefore, it's not written in Shema, and even this get is Pasul.